Good afternoon, Dr. Schnitt, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kelly Parrish, P-A-R-I-S-H. This goes to Eric Carter, comma, PA on 9/19/24. Mrs. Parrish performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only issue of bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FEC was less than 0.8 period. Your paragraph impression, a minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Celeste Gosselin. This goes to Deborah Cobb, comma, NP on 9/19/24. Mrs. Gosselin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/19/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 9/19/24, Mrs. Lippincott performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 92% period. The patient achieved 309 meters in 6 minutes. At the end of the study, the saturation remained 92% period. Patient did pause at 3 minutes and 8 seconds and resumed at 3 minutes and 47 seconds period. At that time, her saturations were 94% period. She did complain of back pain, new paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Herring. This goes to Dr. Adams. On 9/19/24, Mr. Herring performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient still with a severe degree of airways obstruction with normalization of forced vital capacity period. The paragraph, compared to a study dated 5/28/24, there's been no change period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a good response to bronchodilators, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Victor Moore. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/19/24, Mr. Moore performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. There was complete reversibility after bronchodilators. Period of paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma or improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Thank you.